your name, sir?
Michael West.
If you can hold on for one moment, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Michael West, and my ADC number is 309-913.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chair, sir. My name is Michael Johnson, and I am going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir.
Okay.
Prior to this hearing, sir, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Represent myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you in. Also with us here is Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office. And at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, sir, your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, sir. And I read those allegations to you. I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 11, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated September 18, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. West, your second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to complete Maricopa Reentry Center to ITH on or about September 26, 2017 as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. So, again, that you stated that that's false, sir, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, and get some additional information.
Okay.
Allegation 2 on 9/19/2017, Defender West was given an intervention sanctions to enter on 9/25/2017, complete the MRC Maricopa Reentry Center Intensive Treatment Housing Program, ITH. On 9/26/2017, the offender stated he could not continue the program due to medical issues.
Okay. Mr. West, what's not true about that, sir?
Okay. On the day before I went to MRC program, I went to see my parole officer. She called down there and told me there was medical staff there. I'm diabetic. The next day I get down to MRC, I go into the CO3 Willis asking him about my diabetes medicine. He says they don't have a medical staff there. I was under the impression there was a medical staff there. So when I talked to my parole officer on the phone, I told him I am not refusing the program. I just would like to make an appointment within the next week so I can go see a doctor so I can get my diabetes medicine.
Do you take regular diabetes medicine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so why did you have your diabetes medicine?
Because I was under the impression it was DOC and they would have it there. If I'm being marked up somewhere at a program, my parole officer even called down there and asked them if they had medical staff there, and they said yes.
Okay, but you've been out of prison since May, sir.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And so do you take diabetes medicine every day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so why would you still have a prescription from your monthly medications? That's what I'm trying to understand, sir.
Okay. When I went to see my parole officer, they gave me a week, my diabetes medicine, and ran out. So that's why my parole officer called down there and asked them if they had medical staff, and they said yes. So they sent me down there.
So even though there was no medical staff, so they would have soon been able to get your prescription refilled.
Exactly. I called my, when I went up to see the CO3, they called my parole officer. And all they had to do was let me do that, to call my doctor to get a prescription. But they wouldn't let me do that. They said, go back to your room, we'll figure it out. 20 minutes later, they come and tough me up and take me to Alhambra. Now, I don't think that's right. I mean...
Okay, sir.
I didn't refuse this program at all. I was happy to go there. I knew after 26 years I relapsed. I was happy to go to that program. You know, I had no problem going there.
Mr. Sanders,
I'm about to go back there.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Sanders, does this say anything else about that?
Yes, sir. I'm reading the entry. It's extensive. I'm about halfway through it. There was contact made. There was also offers for his family to bring his diabetic checking supplies, his machine, his blood glucose meter, to him. He also claimed he had a broken rib. He was also asked why he was waiting 30 days and he was having problems with his diabetes to make a doctor's appointment. I got to continue reading this because it is extensive before I provide factual testimony to the board. It was addressed, and it appears that under no circumstance was it going to be viable to the offender, even though concessions have been made. Let me finish reading it. The supervisor did make note that his diabetic medication is permitted at the MRC. He would be allowed to use it. And there is medical staff to the degree at MRC that would monitor for such non-emergency situations as blood glucose testing and dispensing of diabetic medication. They do not have emergency medical facilities there that would have to be sent outward. So all that was afforded the offender. He just simply was not going to stay there and claimed that the food wasn't good enough for his diabetes. Offer was made for his family to bring his diabetic testing supplies. And again, the statement of he doesn't have a doctor's appointment for 30 days, but on the outside he had been having problems with his diabetes from his use of morphine, cocaine, and methamphetamines. That's why he had been placed there. He'd been offered two different sessions with Sage Counseling, and with spectrum counseling while on supervision, and negated both attempts.
Okay. All right, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. West and allegation number one, and allegation number one only, however, based on the Department of Corrections information, along with the warrant information, along with information from the parole officer, I am going to move to find that Mr. West was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or in company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. West, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two of your hearing, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. West, for any information that you'd like to present to the board.
Okay.
Mr. West was released on 5/16 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 9/26/2017 by ABC staff. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9/26/17 with a current CSED of February 12, 2018. Current conviction in 2016 is a narcotic drug violation receiving 2 years. No prior convictions, first term in DOC, CYR scores of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of a 2. No STG affiliation and no prior terms of supervision. No disciplinary record. No other arrest information. As a G1 V1 score. That is all.
Wow. Okay, Mr. West. So, Mr. West, it appears that you were in the program. It actually appears that you were doing good and then you relapsed. What caused you to relapse, sir?
Well, after 26 years, when I got out, I had 3 deaths in my family. My dad passed away. My uncle died of terminal 4 cancer. And my little brother's kid got in a head-on collision and died. I have never had, and on top of all that, I got divorce papers. It's been the worst 2 years of my life. I'm looking forward to my future, to being clean, but I'm just asking for help to be put somewhere that can help me. DOC, this drug-infested yard that I'm on, is not going to help me. I'm looking to be a productive member of society, and it's been a tough 2 years for me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so Mr. West, you tested positive for methamphetamine and then for amphetamine on 9/18. It looks like twice you tested positive. Mr. West, how long have you been doing drugs?
I haven't been doing drugs for 26 years. If you look at my prison history, I have no dirty UAs. Just with the things that went on in my life when I got out of prison, because I have no family here in this state. So to go back out of it, it's because my family died. And I'm not trying to blame that on them. It's just, I have nobody here. So it's like separation anxiety. You know, after 26 years, I relapsed. And I take total responsibility for that.
So, sir, you said it's been 26 years, but in 2016, it looks like, I thought that's what you were in custody for narcotic drugs.
Yes, for sales of them, not for use, for sales. I haven't done drugs for 26 years. Yes, I sold them.
Okay.
I got caught for selling them that year, yes. But I haven't sold anything for 26 years. I don't have a criminal history. I've been a productive member of society.
That's what gets me, sir. You have no prior convictions and no prior term in DOC. And then you just, I guess you got, you were selling drugs, and then you started to use the drugs, and September of this year, sir. What did you just do, methamphetamine, or what were you doing?
I just tried methamphetamines twice, and I'll never try them again. You know, when I had to pull the plug over the phone. I had no one here. This has been the worst 2 years of my life.
Where's your family at, Mr. West?
Chicago.
So you have no family here?
No, sir.
So you do have diabetes. You do understand that when the parole officers put you in a program that you have to stay and attend that program.
I do. And for them, I don't have anybody to bring me the diabetes medicine down, the medicine down to me.
Where is the medicine at? Where is it at?
It was at the halfway house. So all I asked them was, within the next week, I make an appointment somewhere around there so I can go see a doctor to get the medicine.
All right, Mr.
Nobody?
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Thank you.
All right. I don't see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Wittenhouse?
Yes, sir. Mr. West, there's a mention here that you were placed on sanctions. This would be in July. That you were sanctioned to attend Spectrum for Mental Health Care at least once a week. What was that about? Was that because of your family situation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so I show that you, or this record shows that you had positive UAs for cocaine and morphine in June, and then a positive UAs for meth in July and September. So you were using all that time?
I tried those drugs three times. The morphine was for my back. I got a pretty herniated discs in my back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
For 26 years, I haven't used drugs. Using drugs this year has been all new to me. And it's something I'll never, ever, ever do again.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you, Mr. West.
Okay, sir. So you were working during that period of time too. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Du Bois has any additional questions? Mr. Sanders, did you have something?
Yes, I've researched the criminal history and. There was two different counts. There was sales, but there was also use. So half the statement was correct. He was arrested on both counts.
Okay. Mr. West, the board's getting ready to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I want to give you an opportunity prior to the board going into discussion, sir, to see if there's any other comments or information you'd like to get to the board that you haven't already told us.
No, I just would like to say sorry about, you know, everything that happened, and I take full responsibility for it, and I'm looking to get some help. You know, I'd love to go back to MRC if I could get a chance to go back there.
Okay.
And finish up.
All right, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. West, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, have to remain silent. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at this time, sir. The board's in discussion. Mr. West doesn't have a criminal history. He doesn't have a prior term of being incarcerated. He started out doing well, then he had some complications, and he started to use the drugs. They tried to put him in a program, and he chose to go back to prison instead of being in the program because of his diabetes, although they were trying to work with him to get him. According to Mr. West, he has no family community here in Phoenix, and his family's in Chicago. I think Mr. West would be better off. He will be released on February 12th of 2018. At that time, he won't be on any community supervision. and he won't be on parole. He'll be able to go back to Chicago and be with his family and hopefully, you know, get some family support and get his life together. I'm just kind of concerned about putting him back out on the street and not having that support based on the information that we have and what he told us. So at this time, I'm not supportive of reinstating Mr. West on his community supervision, and I think it would be best if he does the rest of the remainder of his time, get himself together and gets out and be able to go back to Chicago and be with his family and hopefully have a productive life from then on.
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make the motion. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. West, finding that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. West, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on February 12th of 2018, sir, in about 2.5 months, sir. I hope that you take this time that you have left, sir, and come up with a plan, get yourself together, that you won't be doing any drugs. But when you're released, sir, you won't be on community supervision. You won't have to report to your parole officer, sir, and you will be able to go back to Chicago and get with your family, sir. And at that time, I hope you can get with your family and from that point forward, have a productive life, sir, and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before the Department of Corrections, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing, Mr. West. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.